I'm from the Indigo Girls.
And I'm Emily from the Indigo Girls. Amy and I first met in elementary school, but we weren't really friends until later on, and we ended up going to the same high school because we lived in the same neighborhood. So at the end of high school, or I guess you were about, what, 10th grade? And I was 11th grade. We were in the high school chorus, and Amy had already been playing guitar, and I was playing guitar, and she was writing songs, and I was writing songs, and we got to be really good friends because of chorus. And so that's when it started in high school, and we used to play for, like, our AP English class.
Yeah, and school was, like, a real outlet for us because, you know, it's like a place to perform. You know, you got your classrooms, then you got your friends, you go outside, and you hang out at parties together, and you play music, and it's just a way to have fun. I started playing guitar when I was in, like, fifth grade, and so I started writing songs right away, really. Me and my friends would compose plays and put them on for people, and then the songs became part of it.
I'd listen to all this music, and I just sort of wrote words that didn't make any sense either, totally nonsensical, but I thought I was writing a song. And then as I started to play guitar, it really gave me a new outlet for expression, and I started to become a little more clear in my thoughts. But I wrote a lot of bad songs for a long, long time.
I think the thing that inspired me to write was, even back then, was from a point of activism. What I wrote about was the things that worried me. You know, I wanted to write about anti-war and peace songs and about people's relationships with each other and the pain and the hurt in the world. The only way I had of processing it, I think, was just to write songs about it.
And I think it's really important to not be so concerned with how you're writing what you're writing, because the most important thing is just to be true to what you're really feeling and to express it the best that you can. I wrote Galileo kind of playfully, actually. Galileo was an Italian astronomer and discovered all these great truths about the universe, which the church actually made him recant because it went against their teachings. But just a few years ago, they pardoned him, after he was long dead. So Galileo sought the truth, and I sort of looked to him as a wise figure. He became the pinnacle of the song in a way, and it's about asking myself, when is my soul ever gonna get it right? If reincarnation does exist, then why isn't the world perfect by now, you know? Or when is it ever gonna be? And so I was playing with some of those ideas, and I just used Galileo as someone I pictured who looked up at the stars and sought truth.